Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Bro.
Are you ready?
Now hit the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin to God, the fake, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Everyone bows down. To the queen.
Let me talk to you.
TikTok.
To the
moon. For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Do not adjust your listening devices, ladies and gentlemen. The sexy, sultry, and scintillating sounds that you hear are emanating from the one, the only, Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. You are, in fact, tuned in to DWI. The Commissioner PC Tunney, he couldn't be here today. He's actually having emergency surgery. He's undergoing a procedure to remove his head from his ass. So are all of our thoughts and prayers here at the Chair Shot, and the family are with Tunney. We pray that he makes a speedy recovery. But card subject to change, brother, and one monkey don't stop no show. So greetings and salutations, and welcome back to DWI. Again, I am Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. As always, I'm joined by one half of the greatest tag team never, the architect, the scientist, and owner of the Green Bay Packers. Believe it or not, all three of those titles are a shoot, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, Mr. DPP.
Let me tell you, I voice at every shareholders meeting, I voice my opinion for that one share of stock I own, God damn it. I will be heard, and Aaron Rodgers will be our quarterback.
Until he's not, but that's cool. Also joining us today, brother of Blaz, baby Blaz, whatever you want to call him, he's the phenomenal one himself. Put your hands together and show your love for Mr. AJ Blaz.
See, you couldn't just go more than 1 week without having a Blaz to talk to, right, Platt?
Apparently not, man. This is my penance. I'm paying karma for some shit that I've done in the past. Lord knows what it could possibly be, but it seems on brand for me, so you guys, y'all, my goddamn penance, okay? Yes, everybody got their cross to bear, and the Belay brothers are my goddamn cross.
I like to think I'm a little bit better than that.
Gentlemen, this has been a very interesting week in the wild, wonderful, weird, wacky world of wrestling. But we're going to do a little, we've got a pay-per-view coming up tomorrow as you listen to this. Extreme Rules is happening. It's always a fun shoot. We'll do a little bit of trivia, and you know it's going to get weird because I'm on here. Before we begin, I do have to remind everybody to make sure you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. We literally have something for everyone, and you'll be doing a great thing by supporting the movement, because you're here because we are your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude. So support the movement. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please remember TheChairShot.com. We are not just a website. We are a movement. And now that we got the bills paid, I've always wanted to do this, by the way. DPP, ring the bell.
With such enthusiasm.
I know, right? Can we actually have the recording of that so we can always do that? Jeez.
I've literally always wanted to do that, man. That I was everything else, fuck everything else, man. I was the most excited to tell DPP to ring the bell. And I think it obviously came across, right?
I think it was beautiful. It was beautiful. But tears, like kind of tears a little bit, yeah. Actually.
With a tear in my eye. This is the greatest moment of my life.
And then Amber appears and says, what?
Amber's actually on assignment this week, so I'm a bachelor for the next few days.
Nice.
Sounds
like fun.
Yes.
All right.
It's always good weekends. First time I've thrown on pants in 16 hours, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a title for you.
So Extreme Rules. Speaking of being extreme, you know, taking it to the extreme. Extreme Rules. Now, from my calculation, there were like 3 matches that have officially been announced for this pay-per-view. You all say 6. The only ones that I know for certain are going down are Roman Reigns versus the Fiend. Not the Fiend. The Demon, a.k.a. Finn Balor and Blackface for the Universal title. We got Liv Morgan and Carmella in a match, also known as a AJ Balazs sandwich. And what was the other one? Becky Lynch.
Love my milk and honeys.
Pop. Oh, yes. Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Now, you all are saying there are other matches that have been announced. So I guess what y'all want to do, man? Y'all want to just go match for match? We'll give our opinions. We'll say some pithy shit, maybe crack some jokes, and we just do it like that.
I love it. Did I give you the rest of the matches here, or do you want to just start running them down?
Or do you want to do the known ones and then the unknowns to you?
Well, I'm talk amongst yourselves, man. I'm trying to pull up the card on Wikipedia right now.
Well,
because that's such a nice and informative source of anything.
At least gives the matches. That's what I go for. I have Wikipedia those matches all day, brother.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the same thing. Don't
say. Wait a minute.
I'm not trying to figure out the fucking sequences to the human genome. I'm trying to get some goddamn wrestling matches. Okay, I think Wikipedia will be just fine.
Actually, let me search that on Wikipedia. Cornstarch.
What?
Man, it's in everything.
So we've got 6 Windex matches announced thus far. The bang up site known as Wikipedia. It's hard for me to believe that we don't get Bobby Lashley and Big E somewhere on this card, but according to Wikipedia, it ain't listed. So we're going to go with what they got. We'll start at number 1, which is Jean Grey, a.k.a. Becky Lynch, right? Versus Flojo. Versus Flojo, a.k.a. Bianca Belair.
Oh my God, no! It works, but God, if I accidentally write that or say that,
you'll be canceled. Yes.
So I can't put that as the title. Okay, got it. Got it.
Oh, I like that title. Yes, Jean Grey versus Flojo. Yeah, I could smoke a bag of that. Gentlemen, I gotta be honest, man. I've been very underwhelmed with this build. Oh shit! What the hell?
And bad. You're
underwhelmed.
I was about to say, did someone hit some kettle drums over there?
Hit
or something?
Hit that mic, you know. See, this is what happens when I went to paper. When I go to paper instead of digital, and I have to grab the piece of paper and I hit the mic when I pull the piece of paper. And it's just go.
See, he doesn't have the Big Show sheet. He's got the Paul White sheet.
You can't be that uncoordinated, man. You're picking up a piece of paper and you just fuck everything up.
I'm a scientist, not coordinated. We're not
a gymnast.
Gymnast, yes.
He has a share in the Packers. He's not a coordinator for the Packers.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. I'm a scientist, not a gymnast. That's not a bad title either. But honestly, though, guys, man, I've been very underwhelmed with this build. I like the Becky heel turn thing, but I think every single pass, more sound. Jesus fuck.
What do you expect?
I don't even care, man. Who y'all think?
Keep it on your toes.
Jesus.
Oh, I just God. Feel
like they made Bianca look like a sucker this whole time, man, and I don't like that.
No, I completely agree where, you know, starting from SummerSlam, Becky just comes out, it's like, oh, I'm going to beat up Carmella. Hold on. Beats her up. All right, let's have a match. Sure. Snuff. Okay. The build, yeah, it's very, very meh, too, in my opinion. It's just she's going to get her revenge, but, you know, we're not allowed to say that there's a rematch clause or anything like that. So this is the rematch clause, quote unquote. And I'm pretty sure Becky's going to win because it still shows that Bianca's still a rookie, still very green, needs to still wet behind the ears, needs to learn a little more.
But, no, I feel you on that, AJ. And Dan, I'm feeling the same way, man, especially coming off of last night's SmackDown where Bianca kind of got the upper hand. If it's stereotypical WWE booking, that means that Becky is going to retain on Sunday, which is going to further make Bianca look like a chump. And I don't like it. I just don't like it. You can't make me.
Exactly. It's funny. Yeah. Becky has gotten pretty much, you know, one up to every, you know, SmackDown until the last one when Bianca finally gets a, you know, some measure of revenge. And then, yeah, you know, that's the typical blueprint for what's going to happen at Extreme Rules here is whoever got the upper hand on the last show is going to lose. So that's probably what's going to happen. And I agree with you guys. The build has been kind of lackluster. I was disappointed because I, you know, everybody was up in arms about Becky winning it in 30 seconds or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, if they do it right, it could work. It'd be okay. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but they didn't do a good job, I don't think, in getting this thing back on track where they could have been. And it's almost to the point Bianca doesn't even look like a threat, you know, which is pretty sad because she should be the champion right now. And is badass. So it's, yeah, they just pretty much punking her out, making her look like a chump, like you said. And you know, how interested are you to even watch this match at this point? You know,
I'm interested to see what they can do when they get some time. Bianca's still very green, but she's super athletic. And, you know, we all know how good Becky is. So I think that it could be a decent match if they give them, you know, 10, 15 minutes to go out there and see what they do. So I'm interested in the match, the storyline itself. Not really. I don't like how they've been punking out my girl. And yeah, it's just kind of there. It seems like it should be bigger than it is. And that's because they kind of botched the build on this one. Well, not kind of. They botched the build on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got Becky Lynch going over on this one.
Yeah, we got the luck of the Irish Jean Grey.
And there's no for an Extreme Rules pay-per-view, there's no other Extreme Rules matches or any kind of no DQ matches besides one, it would appear. So this is great.
Yeah.
So there's no stipulations to this match.
This seems like one of the ones. It's like, hey, we got Jam in the Sand 6 right back in the mix next month. Oh, shit, we got a pay-per-view this month, too. We got to do something. Let's throw some shit together. Right. This seems like a very thrown shit together pay-per-view. And they could get away with this because their roster is so strong that all of these or the majority of these matches are probably going to be pretty good. So they can do that. They have that luxury.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like 1.5 because of how one match goes. Actually, the next match that's on there, number 2. Because triple threat matches are usually no DQ.
Speaking of triple threat, we have the United States champion Damian Priest versus Sheamus versus, for some odd reason, Jeff Hardy snuck his way into this match after beating Sheamus on Raw on Monday night. Yeah.
It feels like.
It's just there.
It really,
I'm
like,
just segueing.
And this is basically, it feels like it's actually kind of true. He was chasing around the 24/7 title and literally slid into the ring chasing the title and found himself in a U.S. title match. That's what happened with Jeff Hardy.
Well, To be fair, man, I have found myself in my past. I was chasing one thing and ended up sliding into another. Like, these things do happen. Just keep living. It should be a good match, though. I think that Jeff's just in there to eat the pin. And you can't take the title off of Damian Priest at this point, you know? You're just starting to build him. He seems like the... I can't remember the last time that they actually did right by somebody coming from NXT to the main roster. I think he's as close as we've gotten in the past few years. But yeah, it's way too soon to take the title off of him. You throw Jeff in there, he eats the pin, and we can still have Sheamus and Priest at Jam the Sand 6 right back in the mix.
I love that. Like what they're doing with Priest and his, like, such a kind of a rising star. Like you said, they haven't really done him wrong, and the fact that the second he won the title, he was face to face with Bobby Lashley in the you know, WWE title picture. So it was like, I think they actually have some plans for him, or have high hopes for him at least. So I highly doubt seeing them drop the title back to Sheamus or Hardy at all. And it really does feel like Hardy's just in there to take the pinfall, which is pretty sad. But I don't see Priest. I don't see Priest losing this thing at least anytime soon right now, for sure, unless they want to jump him up to the main title picture or anything. But with Big E running things right now, they got enough going on. I think they're okay.
AJ, is Jeff Hardy just playing out the string here until he can be reunited with his brother down in Jacksonville?
I mean, that's a possibility. You know, end it with the Hardy Boys since it started with the Hardy Boys, but... I mean, I agree with everything everyone else said. It feels like he's just shoehorned in there so he can eat the pin because it's Jeff Hardy. It's not like he's going to get jobbed out. I mean, he's one of two people to hold every single title belt in WWE since he's been there. He's pretty much done everything that he needs to over there. He doesn't really need another title win. He's for sure going to be in the Hall of Fame. So he can eat a pin, and he's just one of those legend status wrestlers that you still have around to put over some people, or maybe get like a big win or something and have a rookie or something come back and try to get better, you know, unlike what they tried to do with good old Killer Cross, Karrion Cross, but Gladiator. But yeah, Hardy's eating the pin. Damian Priest is going to hold on to this for probably until 2022.
Speaking of recycling gimmicks, y'all saw that Keith Lee is now Keith Bobcat Lee or Bearcat Lee.
Bearcat,
For those that don't know, Bearcat Wright was a famous black wrestler in, what, the 50s, maybe the 60s. So we just going to rehash it. So what, we going to have Junkyard Lashley out in this bitch next?
I can see that happening.
What about Big E Flash Funk or Big E Funk? If we going to go there, you know. What we got?
No. You have Big E be JYD. And then Kofi and Xavier are the Ebony Experience.
J-Y-E. Yeah.
J-Y-E instead of J-Y-D. Yeah. There you go.
Ebony Experience, the Street Profits, they'll be they can't be Harlem Heat, that's too on the nose. They'd be Brooklyn Bonfire.
Brooklyn Bonfire. Okay.
Baby.
I thought you were going to say like a Compton camp out or something like that.
That wouldn't be bad, but that's not bad. Florida Flames.
That sounds like a rejected hockey team.
That sounds like it'd go a couple different ways.
Whoa.
Take it easy.
Touche. Speaking of going a couple of different ways, we've got regular Alexa Bliss. We've got little 12-year-old girl Alexa Bliss. But one of them, probably both of them, is going to be facing Charlotte Flair for the Raw Women's title on Sunday. Gentlemen, Alexa Bliss is 4 feet 11. Charlotte Flair is 5 feet 12. In what universe is Alexa a credible threat to the Queen?
In the WWE universe, damn it.
That's the answer, yeah.
Wow. It's true for the women, but not for the men. That's why Adam Cole is no longer part of the WWE.
Yeah.
Y'all believe that they wanted him to manage Keith Bearcat Lee? Y'all believe that?
No. That was just the rumor.
I think it'd be great if that's what he said, but I doubt it.
He was just, because again, since we bring it up old 50s and 60s titles, man, the reason that they were going to have Cole, because Vince is stuck back there. And the reason they were going to have Cole manage Bearcat Lee is so he could get into hotels and restaurants, apparently, when they go back on the road for the house shows. That's terrible, isn't it? That's bad.
It's going to be hard to tell him no, but yeah. That's a big Come boy on, man, right that there.
Was, that was kind of funny.
I got you.
That was good. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Do they take the title off of Charlotte here, Dan? What you think, man?
Oh man, the way they hotshot this thing, boy, I don't know. I really don't know what they do with this thing. I'm gonna say no because I'm kind of hoping that maybe this is the end of the whole playground, end of Bray Wyatt's whole experience of everything that Alexa Bliss basically took over. So I'm kind of hoping that this is like maybe this is the end of it. That's somehow, but who knows? You know, I'm gonna guess Alexa Bliss doesn't take the pinfall or doesn't pin Charlotte Flair. Lily does, and Lily is your new women's champion. So there. How about that?
AJ, the doll's going to be the title holder at the end of the night.
What's even worse is I was thinking of some bullshit like that, too. I actually was, and that's the worst part.
No, the worst part is the doll's like half a foot taller than Alexa Bliss. That's the worst part.
That's true.
That's also true. That's, but, you know what? To use an NFL Network gimmick where they try to pick who's going to win, I'll be the lone wolf on this one. It's going to be Bliss that wins this one. You know why? Supernatural bullshit and that plane ride from hell thing from the dark side of the ring. We got to get the Flair thing off. No more Flair. So we're just going to... Okay.
Right. I had a comment there, but I'm going to... Yeah, I'm just not gonna say it. I'm just not going to say it.
You want to keep that title? You gotta make sure you give me a Flair for gold.
Jesus.
No, oh, we're not going 2002 Vince. We're not going 2003 Vince, where you know he was just a pervert in front of Linda. Okay.
The sad part was my comment was worse than that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't see a universe in, well, the WWE universe. But besides that, I don't see a world where Charlotte loses this. But, I mean, to be fair, the crowd seemed to be into the Alexa stuff. Am I tripping? Am I misreading in the room on that one?
I don't think so. You know, but it's hard to tell these days with them. Because they always talk about piping in crowd noise and shit like that. So I don't know. Maybe they are. But I guess I'm not. At least anymore. I don't know.
Nah, it's kind of creepy. And she's a good character. She's not a bad wrestler. She's not believable, again, because she's 4 feet 11. But she's a good character. She could talk. And there's clearly a place on the card for her. I don't like the fact that she Bogarted Bray Wyatt's whole gimmick. You know what I mean? Hey, you can leave. We'll take the gimmick. We'll take it from here. Thanks, guy. Thanks for your service.
That's pretty much what
Don't
happened.
Let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. But yeah, there's got to be something better for her to do. But yeah, I can. This is one of the weak spots on the card. Keeping it moving like an escalator here. Andrew, excuse me, AJ, probably Andrew as well, though. But AJ is definitely his wet dream. The most beautiful woman in WWE, in quotation marks, Carmella. She fine, but whatever. Versus Liv Morgan. You know, this has actually been an interesting storyline. It's been a decent build. There's something there with Liv. Like, they've got something there. She's got some charisma. She's not horrible on the mic. Her in-ring work, her wrestling has improved exponentially. And I think there is something there with her. So, and Carmella's a made woman at this particular point in time. I want to say Liv, but I'm thinking Mella is money, especially when it comes to pay-per-views. DPP, what say you?
Well, kind of like you said, with the way they seem to be, I guess, getting behind Liv Morgan a little bit and wanting maybe to push her. I thought, you know, when she got inserted into the Money in the Bank match that she was going to win that briefcase and kind of, you know, build her up to be the next, you know, star to win the title. But they went a different route. I feel like Liv Morgan's going to end up winning this thing just because I think that's where they're going. Like you said, Mella's kind of made. She could take the loss, no problem, and still be, they could still insert her wherever they want as far as, you know, having a title match here and there and things like that, because she's already kind of at that level. And I think they need to get Liv up there. And I agree. She's been working really hard. She's looked, you know, definitely looked a lot better than in the ring than what she used to look, you know, when she was part of the Riot Squad and all that stuff. So I like Morgan here winning this, and maybe there's a one-off title match coming up soon where she can get inserted into that too with Becky or something. But I think they got to keep pushing Liv Morgan to get some wins here. So I'll go with Liv.
Adam, I know you have something that you would like to insert in both of these women, but let's just keep it professional here. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Liv. Yeah, I was about to say, for them, I was trying to look around to see if I had any extra tissues. I guess I got to go to the store later on. But I digress. I'm kidding.
I don't know about you, my peony just went, huh?
No, I have Liv winning here because, like Dan said, Carmella, she's already established. She's a two-time, quote-unquote, Money in the Bank winner. She's been SmackDown Women's Champion. She's got everything that she needs. Liv, this is her time. She can get pushed. She can actually show that she's worth something. Like Dan said, a one-off match against Becky can show something. Maybe she actually impresses Becky enough, but Becky still wins, and that would be my pick for the 2022 Women's Royal Rumble, is Liv Morgan. I don't know if that's just Jersey pride in me, though. I'm just saying. But, yeah, I think Liv's coming out right now.
Probably. Shout out to Carmella, though. She enjoys being pissed on. And I'm not here for relieving my bowels or, you know, my bodily fluids onto, you know, my significant other. But the fact that she's into that, she's a freak, and I respect it. Like, what else could you possibly talk her into? Okay, I'll do that, but you got to piss on me first. Okay, cool. So shout out to her.
Where was Corey Graves? Did he say something about this?
No, Carmella said something about this. I think she was actually on Corey's podcast, and obviously we know they're together. And, yeah, she referred that she likes Golden Shower every now and again. I respect it. Yeah.
To each of their own.
I mean, I peed in the shower before, but that's as far as I'll go.
Yeah. never with your woman in there, would you?
There's a shower and urination involved.
But there's a shower, and there's a golden part of it, but not.
Yeah, closest I've ever gotten to that was Amber was in the shower, and I had to piss. So I went in there and peed in the toilet, you know what I mean? Oh, she's going to hate me, but hopefully she never hears this. She actually, in college, she told me she was dating this guy, and he asked her to pee on him. And she was a trooper. God bless her. She tried. She just couldn't get it to come out. It was a little too kink for her. She couldn't, she couldn't take it to that next step. Yep. Oh, God, I hope she don't listen to this.
DWI 292. Hope she doesn't listen to this. And then all of our significant others are going to be like, oh, what are we not listening for here?
God bless her. She tried. She tried to be a trooper. It just, yeah, just wasn't, it wouldn't come, you know? Mm-mm. And apparently neither did Shimmy. See, so moving right along.
I was about to say it.
Hey, I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you try your waitress and tip your veal.
Wait. Oh, you heard him right. Oh,
that's all right.
So,
but just to tip the waitress.
I'm not going there. Well, hell, I have some moral high ground at this point. Like, do you think, man? We got two matches left, but before we get to them, I got to ask you guys, do we get an announcement that we're going to get Lashley and Big E in some form on this card? Yes, no, maybe so?
Oh, hell no.
No, they
wouldn't. Well, I say they wouldn't dare not even promote that or build it up, but God knows what they do. But
there is no chance in hell.
Because so there's no chance in hell.
So when does the Almighty get his rematch? Because I got to think back in the mix, but I'm thinking that's Goldberg. We got to end that storyline. I'm thinking they're going to bring him in for that.
That's going to be a while then, because Survivor Series ain't going to be Lashley and Big E, so.
Okay, cool.
We get it on a Monday Night Raw, apparently.
Okay, cool.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Sad as that.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
That's how much we
so, really we're going to go. Okay, cool. I don't even know what you said, but yeah. Whatever you said, yeah.
I said, shows how much we care for Billy Oldberg.
Well, we're not Saudi princes with oil fuck money, so perhaps we'd feel a little different about him if that was the case.
That's true.
Yeah. So we got the Usos, Jay and Jimmy, DWI, versus the Street Profits for the SmackDown championships, tag team championships, rather. Gentlemen, I got to let y'all know, man, Montez Ford, I thought that he had a star-making turn on SmackDown last night. Number one, I cringe sometimes because they do a lot of coony shit with them, and it makes me cringe as a black man. But last night, he was serious. He got to the point. He was angry. He showed some fire. I think that might have been the best promo I had ever seen from him, and I want more of that. Nothing wrong with a little bit of funny. I get it, but I want more of that. And then the match, obviously Roman had to go over, but they gave Montez a lot of spots. I thought they did well by him, considering where they had to go with that match. Obviously, he wasn't going to beat Roman, but I feel like that might have been a star-making turn. And I'm on record saying, like, this guy has Rock potential. I'm not saying he's the Rock, but I'm talking about his athleticism. He's deceptively big. Like, the Melon Farmer is, like, legit, like, 6'4", 250. He's an ex-Marine, so you know he's a certified badass. And he's got charisma, and he can talk. And remember, The Rock didn't start out as The Rock. He started out as Pineapple Head Rocky Maivia. So this isn't going to be the last iteration of Montez Ford. I think as that character evolves and he gets more comfortable, the sky's the limit for this guy. Just not in this match. Usos go over here. What say y'all?
That promo was really, really good out of him. I did like it a lot, too. It actually showed the seriousness of being a Marine. Because I'm not going to use the same word that Platt used, or I'm going to get canceled. I had to make sure I heard it right, and I did.
You did. I said what I said.
All right, just make sure. I'm not going to say that. But, no, I still think the Usos are going to retain as well. They still have too much... They have too much still backing them, even with the DWI on there. Other than us talking about them, there's more DWI to them. Usos have way too much power right now. They got to go on and keep going with the titles.
Yeah, with the bloodline thing, that I think they got way too much going on right now for them to drop the titles at this point. You know, I almost feel like Roman Reigns loses his title before the Usos do. And Reigns tries to, you know, do what he can to hold on to, you know, the tag titles with the Usos, you know, trying to hold on to something, you know, at that point. But yeah, Usos definitely have to go over. I did love what they do, what they're doing with Montez Ford. I agree with you guys on this one. It kind of felt like, it almost felt like, and not, maybe not to the same extent, but the Jeff Hardy moment, you know, with the Undertaker, you know, it felt like, you know, hey, this is my, kind of my coming out moment almost, like, hey, pay attention to me, I'm going to be fucking good kind of thing, you know? So I hope that's the case. I really do hope they do more with him, you know, down the road when they decide to break up the team and, you know, do their thing. But yeah, I just unfortunately don't see them winning the titles at this point. So, but yeah, good stuff from Ford for sure. I agree.
Ring the bell for yourself, man. That was an excellent analogy, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well done. You're not the scientist for nothing.
I remember a few things, you know. There's still a few things rattling around up there.
But that's interesting that you brought up another interesting point, saying that you think that Roman loses his title before the Usos lose theirs. Because I'm looking and I don't know when Roman is going to lose, and I don't see a definitive person to which he's going to lose to. So when Roman does finally lose, who do you guys see being that guy? Because he's going to be made. You know what I mean? Like, if they do this right, like the dude that finally dethrones Roman, that melon farmer is going to be made.
I'll tell you, I don't see anybody right now. I do feel like he's going to hold this thing past WrestleMania. You know, if they are getting The Rock, you know, there at all or anything, you know, he ain't losing it to The Rock, I don't think so. I don't see anybody at this point unless they're going to, you know, unless they're still building up Damian Priest and maybe he does it. I don't see anybody right now.
AJ, let me throw a name out to you. And it's funny because I hate the name. But I'm going to throw it out anyway. Bron Breakker.
Gah. I mean, yeah, but I hate the name so much.
I do too. I do too.
I like the rumored name that they had better of Rex Steiner.
Well, that's his actual name. That's why they
couldn't do it. Yeah, that's his actual name. But like, first name is Rex and then Steiner is the last.
But you can't trademark somebody's last name. You know what I mean? That's why they... with this route, but
they could have respelled it WREX, you know, Rex.
Well, they were gonna do W.
Hey, I kind of like that.
Yeah,
I mean, no, that was good too. But I mean, because if you actually spell their real last name Rex Steiner, it's REICH Steiner. But I mean, that's a good name to throw out there. But I don't think as soon as he goes into the main roster, he's gonna get thrown right into the fucking Lions then.
I mean, they clearly have high hopes for him though. That's why I threw it out, because I don't see anybody on the active roster that they're even prepping or grooming to take that spot, you know?
Yeah, I mean, right now, looking across even NXT, I still don't think there's anybody. I think they have to bring out like an actual active legend. Perhaps, but we don't know who. No one at this point. Edge was the closest, but that was about it, and we're not going to see Edge versus Roman 3. Please, for love of God, stop this or kill me. But
what? They had good matches.
No, they did. Maybe Cesaro does, like, there's a lot wrong with me. Come on.
My bad. I forgot I was talking to a Belaz, so his answer, Dan, is going to be Okada.
Yeah.
That's going to be what...
Fuck it, bring Okada. There you go. Tanahashi wins, lol.
Ah, damn it.
Bring in Naito.
Speaking of the main event, though, we've got the Demon, a.k.a. Finn Bálor in blackface, versus the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. Obviously, Roman's not losing here. But on so we're not even going to go there. Like, we're all going to pick Roman here. But on a level of, or a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you guys for this match?
Oh, I think it's going to be a really good match. I guess excited-wise for the match, I'll give it a 9 because I think it's going to be a really good match. For the outcome, definitely a 1. But, you know, I think there's a, you know, like a 5% chance we get kind of a, you know, a goofy finish with where maybe Finn Balor could win this thing because I'm very disappointed that they're going to have the Demon lose a match at this point when we know he's not going to win this match. Because I think that's, you know, you bring him out for special occasions. Why would you do it here when you know Lesnar and Reigns has already been announced and is on the horizon for the Saudi show? But I could see, you know, when, you know, go back to No Way Out, when it's 2002, when Eddie Guerrero won his title over Lesnar and Goldberg, you know, jumped the fence and interfered. Could we see Lesnar jump the fence and interfere on Roman and cost him the title or something? Probably not, but I'd say there's a chance. Are you telling me there's a chance? So I mean,
just
that's
telling me there's a chance.
It is extreme.
Just
rules,
hit it.
Man.
You got that sound bite, don't you?
I don't.
You probably did. Wow.
Telling me there's a chance. I don't have that one.
You have literally every other sound bite.
That's right. Just not that one.
So to
play devil's advocate though, in kayfabe, we're speaking strictly kayfabe. I'm Finn Balor. These Samoan melon farmers been whooping my ass for the better part of 2-3 months now. I'm about to go to my ace in the hole. I am undefeated when I go to my ace in the hole, and desperate times call for desperate measures. This is in case of emergency, break glass. And we're coming out here with the activated charcoal on my face. That's what we're doing here. So, I mean, it makes sense. And it puts a little more steam on Roman if he is the one that's going to conquer the Demon. I don't think Finn loses a lot of steam because I don't think anybody expects him to win. But that extra added wrinkle. And then the extra added wrinkle that you just threw out there. Because I thought going into this, man, if the demon was facing a normal man, he'd have a 33.3 chance percentage of winning. But then you add the extra 5% on there about maybe Brock Lesnar shows up here. And then you add another 6% on there.
Just because there's a Steiner in WWE does not mean we need Steiner Matt.
I wanted to see where he was going there.
I did too, and then he shat on the gimmick, man, and now it's gone. It's fine. Just say words, AJ.
You know I'm just fucking with you.
I didn't even know where I was going on that one, but I was clearly
building. That's why I stopped it.
Yeah, you did. You killed it. You killed it. We're done.
No, I mean, I like what Dan said where you know, you only bring... The demon comes out. Maybe we get Lesnar fucking with Reigns. Maybe. Who knows? But the thing that I don't like that I remembered is it wasn't the gimmick before that. I don't know if we made it up or it was actually true. But whenever the Fiend wrestled someone, they went back to like their best. And yeah. Finn Balor went back to the Prince and he never showed the demon again. Why did we bring back the demon? Am I supposed to forget that? Is it supposed to be like every time Triple H and Orton tag team, then break up, then want to kill each other, and then join forces again? Or
it's because the Fiend is gone.
He's gone, man. No, he's not gone. He's not gone.
He's in a 4'11" little girl.
Yeah, with a Raggedy Andy doll or a Raggedy Ann doll. But the bigger question is why AJ? That's funny. AJ, why do you look like you're doing an interview on a documentary about a mob boss right now?
Because I need to get blackout curtains, and this is like the only place where I have like a stand. So if you really must know, for everyone listening, the sun is literally beaming down on the three lights or the three windows in my room, and it's just always like that. But if I turn it anywhere else, I'm like, all right, I have like no room. I don't want these guys seeing if I'm wearing pants or not, so I can't like put it on top of my bed or something. Don't worry, I'm wearing pants.
I got to paint the picture right quick because obviously we're podcasting. They can't see. Like, we cannot see AJ's face. And I'm pretty sure by the time this DWI gets uploaded, he's going to sound like, I know that blackout corpse.
Well, you know, I have
Because if I actually move my shit like this. Oh, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, that's a green shirt. All right.
A green shirt, yeah. Oh my god, yeah, there's the face. The lion hair's coming back, yeah.
Now I know why.
Yeah, me thinking I was colorblind, shit.
Now I know why he goes to the other side. We don't need to see that.
Exactly. You don't need to see Shawn Michaels in the background.
Hey, man, respect the GOAT, man. Respect the GOAT. He's a less sexy boy right there, but he's still a GOAT. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are we talking about again?
His eye looked like he got kicked in the face with a goat by a goat, but that's neither here nor there.
Jesus Christ. Right, yeah, Finn Balor with like a sliver percent chance lower than Samoa Joe at Sacrifice. Finn, like you said, Platt, ace in the hole, could get it. Because he's throwing out the demon instead of just, it's the prince, it's the demon again, which, you know, I still have a memory, god damn it, fuck you. I remember that they're supposed to go back to their former glory and he became the prince again, but I digress. I like what Dan said, where, you know, Lesnar could interfere. This is an Extreme Rules match after all, so you're not just going to hear... If Pat McAfee shouts that Balor cheated, just like Taz did when Eddie did the DDT reversal onto the title for the F5, I will pop, and I'm not going to lie. But other than that, yeah, Roman's winning this.
And if I'm fighting Brock Lesnar, I'm cheating too. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all hands on deck. Yeah, that's how that goes. I don't recall, Jimmy, do we have commercials on this show?
We do.
Yeah. All right. Well, then let's take a break, pay a couple bills. We'll come back, play a little trivia, and get up out of here. What say y'all?
Sounds like a good plan to me. You know, I don't know if I got them all on here, but
You're listening to the new and improved DWI.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You heard me.
Oh, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Whoa,
all right, you go ahead.
It was only a two count.
There's more. He got up. He kicked out,
baby. I'm just reiterating. I just want to get it out the way. You heard me. You heard my better half. You heard that other melon farmer. But make sure y'all use your heads and go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up an official ChairShot t-shirt. We literally have something for everybody. Save Tag Team Wrestling, hashtag journalism, the now re-relevant Baron Corbin Sucks t-shirt, the now defunct Plant Blast 2020 campaign. 2024 is right around the corner. Don't rule it out. Don't rule it out. Either way, all you got to do is go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, I guarantee that on prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, you are going to find a shirt you absolutely adore and it's going to get you over when you go outside with them on. I speak from experience. I know that. I guarantee it for you because it worked for me. Again, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Remember, TheChairShot.com. We are not just a website. Wait for it. Building anticipation. We're a movement.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Had that lovely, lovely little tidbit from Christopher Platt. I had used my finishing move off the top rope because that's how it's more effective in wrestling, apparently. So that's why we got the 3 count on that one. So we got phenomenal funky facts. We all know the game we love to hate, mainly love to hate. But there we go.
Hey!
Shout out to PC Tony. I had to do it. Even though it's not a beer, but, you know. God.
It's still a can crack. It's
Canada Dry?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Ah, okay. Yellow number 5.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yellow number 5. We all heard the stories back in the day about Yellow 5. I don't think they were true, but, you know, kids.
It's okay.
Kids gonna kid. Yeah.
One of those things you just hear in the playground.
Yeah.
But, yep. Three questions. We all know. Platt, you got a pen because I think you were looking for one? Yeah, I see it in your hand now.
I do. Can you guys see my background? Because I know sometimes that's a problem. So we're good.
All good.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, if I put this up, y'all can see it.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, sir. Yeah, cool.
Just making sure, because usually, for those that don't know, he usually has a blurred background. So sometimes it fucks whenever you move it over. Same thing happened with Big Dave.
Big Dave has puts his... Capitals background up so you can't see shit.
Yeah. No. You see the page like as soon as he brings it down, and then as soon as it's center, it just goes back to the Capitals.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Platt, I'll let you pick door number 1, 2, or 3.
Let's see. I believe I'm going to go with 3.
All right. Door number 3 it is. Who is the first wrestler to win both the WCW and the WWE Championship?
Ooh. Does that include F?
It includes F, yes. The lineage of F. All
right.
Yeah.
Ooh. There's an obvious answer.
Hmm?
But I feel like it's too obvious. Yeah, but I feel like it's too obvious. Not obvious. NWA, WCW.
WCW.
All right.
That could be where I went wrong.
I think so, too.
Because were you also thinking of the real world champion? Because I was.
Yes, I was.
So Dan says Flair. Platt says Hogan. Platt, never second guess yourself. It is, in fact, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Woo! I didn't remember the timeline when NWA turned into WCW. Like, you see, I had Flair there.
Yeah.
You see that I scratched.
You had Flair, and then you scratched it off and put down Hogan. Hogan was the second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when I asked Andrew, actually, he's like, no, it's way too obvious. And I'm just like covering my mouth. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm,
that's obvious.
That's the like, thing. It was way too obvious. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to go Steamboat. And I'm like,
well, Steamboat was never the WWF title holder.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, I know. It was Flair.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, Drew.
Okay. Dan, loving a good deuce?
Deuce me.
Can we call it a Carmella?
No, it's not a number one. I don't want the number one.
That's okay. That's not a
number one. All right. That's fair.
Although you probably talk her into it.
We can call it a sable.
Oh.
Wait, you never heard the story?
We're going to have to talk about that off the air. I don't know that story, man.
No, no. Remember when wrestlers shit in people's bags? Sable was one of them.
But her bag, not her chest.
It wasn't a Cleveland steamer.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a Cleveland steamer, baby.
No. There was like a U-shoot or something where X-Pac is like, all right, yeah, we're going to name like a lady. You could say if they're hot or not and then like give like a one-word description, maybe a little more. And then when I got to Sable, he just started laughing like an idiot and goes, international shit smuggler.
I'm just saying, man, if you enjoy being pissed on, man, what's the difference between being pissed on and shit on?
Yeah. Lunch? Mm-mm.
About 6 inches.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, question? So, what's the trivia question?
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot all about that. Who has the worst winless record at WrestleMania? What wrestler in WWE history has the worst winless record?
Winless.
I'm going to say this right now. It is not your girl, Sasha.
Who's lost the most at WrestleMania?
Who's lost the most at WrestleMania
without winning one though? Because it
without
would be
winning one
without correct. Winning one. Oh brother!
Because it would be Big Show, but Big Show has that one next to whatever fuck number.
Who's 0-for? Okay, all right.
0-for blank.
Boy,
I'm pretty sure Sasha's like either 0-6 or 0-7. She's getting close to it. I'll give this as a hint. The record is 0-8 with 2 no contests.
Oh, that helps.
Well, I'm trying to help you out a little bit after doing all those Mania reviews and everything from last, like, a few months ago. Anybody?
I got a guess, but I don't. It's not even close to right, I don't think. But
Platt, you got anything?
Bro, I don't even have a guess, man.
All right. I didn't even change the name.
He didn't even change the paper. He said Flair. Flair's not.
He's lost a couple. I just don't know if he's wrestled in 8 WrestleManias or not.
No, he
technically
won
this is 10.
But he won he won at 20 when they had the handicap match between Evolution and Rock versus Foley.
Oh, did he really? Damn it. Yeah.
So I'm gonna say Foley.
Foley.
Yeah. Well, shit, I don't know. Shit.
I guess that was Foley. Like, all right.
Well, it's not Foley, but.
Bro, I was pulling up. I was pulling up from 35, okay?
Yeah. So,
it was the end of the quarter.
Know?
It was the end of the quarter, man. It was a half court shot. Yeah. Well, clearly, we want to know. Yeah. No, just leave us in suspense till next week. Gold dust.
0-8-2 no contests.
Was one of the no contests the backlot brawl? Is that one of the no contests?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Was there a pinfall at the end of that?
I'm pretty sure he lost that, man, when he showed up in lingerie. He got stripped to his lingerie. That's an L. Don't let these hoopers fool you. Men shouldn't wear dresses, okay? Don't let these basketball players fool you. I said it.
All right.
So
last question. Pretty easy because it's narrowed down to at least 3 people. Who in the Shield was the last to win the Grand Slam? Because you see, all men are created equal. But when you look at this question, you look at me, you see that statement's not true.
Oh.
See, the answer for these guys, they have a 33 1/3 chance of winning.
Don't steal my gimmick that I stole, okay?
Oh, man.
What, ownership is 9/10 of the law.
And there's about a 33% chance of that holding up in said law.
Exactly. All right, so it's one of the three members of the Shield. Dan says Ambrose. Platt says Roman. Holy crap, it was actually Rollins.
God damn it.
I feel like I remember there was a storyline with Roman, and he was saying, yeah, I never won the IC belt or the maybe it was the U.S. belt or something like that, but that was the whole storyline.
Yeah, but Rollins never won the IC belt until, God, I don't even remember when.
I hate you.
Damn it.
It was WrestleMania 33, I believe, when he had the triple threat with Finn and The Miz. Was it 33? No, 33 was, no, it was 34. It was 34, because 33, The Miz and Maurice were facing Cena and Nikki. I think it was 34.
Somewhere around there. But yeah, Roman held it before then.
All that matters is I won.
With a point.
Hey. Ew. 1 point still a win. Talk to fantasy football fans.
You show with my ass.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Gentlemen, this has been an honor, privilege, and pleasure. I always love coming back here to DWI. This is my roots. It's always great to come back and chop it up with the family and see you guys. Thank you all for putting up with me and my shenanigans for this week. I do appreciate it. Tony, get better soon. I guess we'll wrap it up here. Mr. Belaz, we'll go age before beauty, but we're in young. So.
But reverse order? Okay. All right, I see. You want to clap yourself. I got it. All right.
How do I go last in both categories? Wait a minute.
It's the hair, man. Do something with it. Or grow the beard back.
I kid.
You know I love you, man. I'm just talking shit. AJ, man, why don't you let the good folks know where they can find you and what you got going on?
All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. Obviously, you can find me here on the DWI podcast, and you might see me come on to others. Maybe. It's in the works. Who knows? Just keep an ear out. And I guess you'll see me do Extreme Rules for Sunday, so go check that out on thechairshot.com, where, you know, usually I'm the WWE guy doing the pay-per-views and whatnot. And I can also say this, I'm about 90% sure that you will see either something from me or see something from Big Balls. We are going to MLW Fightland. Since it is in the 2300 arena, the ECW arena right near us in Philly, since it's literally right across the river.
Hey, shout out to that. So, Dan, it's your shoe, man. So I'm going to go ahead and get my stuff out the way. Make sure y'all can follow me on Twitter at TheRealCPlatt. Again, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up a shirt. Support the movement. And thanks for having me on, guys. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, Platt. You know we love you. I'm just happy to have you on the show anytime. This is always fun, whether or not you're filling in for PC or just being here. You don't have to fill in for anybody.
He wants to laugh. That's how you know he's full of shit, ladies and gentlemen. Like, the whole time he was saying that, he was holding back his laughter.
What? No, that's a loving smile. That's all that was.
Yeah, a loving smile, yeah, with a shit-eating grin.
Pretty much.
A Cheshire grin going on, but you can, yeah. You can follow me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP, and of course the DWI podcast on Twitter at PodcastDWI, Facebook at Facebook.com/DWI podcast, and hopefully at some point I'll do some video game reviews as well. We'll see if A Winner Is You comes back on the air, but I've got a couple of video game reviews ready to go and just can't put up the goddamn pictures to finish them. So, you know, they'll come up there. We'll get them.
By the way, we need to talk at some point in time. I know you got stuff to do today, so we can't. But we got to talk about getting an official Chair Shot Twitch channel going up.
I've been thinking about doing the same, too.
Yeah, because I've been hearing about this Twitch shit, and Melon Farmers is really making money off of this Twitch shit. Yeah. I'm like, well, do I need to invest in a PlayStation 64 and get back in the game?
I think you do.
Literally.
You'd be... You know, I might have to check my records, but I'm pretty sure I set up a Chair Shot Twitch network. So maybe we'll bring that into the fold here and actually start using it for something. Yeah. But I got it. I had it. I picked it up a long time ago for it to, you know, just to get ready. So
because I know for a fact, you know, Madden's on there, a bunch of other things. They'll probably see Andrew and I do stuff, too. So, I mean, why not? Why don't we?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. To be continued, ladies and gentlemen, .. Stay tuned. But, hey, again, thanks to you guys for having me on. Tony, get better soon. Enjoy Extreme Rules. The G1 is this weekend as well. Enjoy that. AEW's had some good shows going on. Enjoy them. Just enjoy being a wrestling fan. Like, it hasn't been this interesting in a long time. Don't let that civil war on Twitter sour you to the fact that it's cool to be a wrestling fan again. Just like what you like, enjoy what you enjoy, and fuck the haters. For the scientist, architect, owner of the Packers, DPP, for the phenomenal AJ Balazs, for the commissioner PC Tunney, I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes Christopher Platt, and you have been listening to another edition of DW.
I was about to say, my ears aren't
quiet. My ears feel a lot better.
I mean, it was louder, but at least it wasn't like a shriek.
Call me Velvet Pipes for nothing, folks.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.